When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hi, atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. It is Dane here with you until 7 p.m. and excited to have on the line one of the world's leading voices and brightest stars of the wine world, best-selling and award-winning author of Drink Like a Billionaire, and the man behind the Bevanars phenomenon, the one and only Mark Oldman. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Oh, this is, we need you. This is it. So I think on a regular, and you'll be the first to say that wine should be, a nurtured and continuous relationship, daily, week, whatever, 24 hour. But this is the time of year, the holidays, where people want to step up their game. They want to do something special. They want to have something. And maybe more people are into more wine when it comes to this time of year.
You know, I love that you use the verb nurture, because, yes, you nurture a good wine and it will nurture you back. So, yeah, we are in the heart of wine nurturing and wine consumption. And by the way, with all, I don't want to cast any darkness into this, but with all this Omicron craziness, all the pandemic fatigue, I think wine has never been more needed. So
that's right. You just kind of like get together with wine, have it's all you need. You don't need to get out there in the wider world, especially with all that danger out there. Get a nice, safe and nurturing wine with you. So as people are looking to kind of step up their game, and for the listeners, Mark Oldman is one of those guys, certainly people will know the entertainment side of it. He brings that pizzazz to the world of wine, but also on the education and sort of those kind of need-to-know nuggets when it comes to finding wines that are approachable, finding wines that are great, but that are also something that, I guess, for every budget that you can afford. Now, not to say that he likes budget wines. He loves really expensive wines, too, but he has a little something for everybody.
Exactly. Hey, if someone else is paying, I love really expensive wines, but when I'm paying, and on your typical Tuesday, I'm looking for that great $10, $12 bottle. So as you know, I'm like a seesaw. I can go one way, I can go the other.
Well, the wines are on their own merits, right? And so if they're good and they don't have a great price tag, but they're really, really great, you'll be for sure to tell people that and let them know where to go. So when it comes to holiday wines, are there some that you think that maybe in that team photo of things that people either associate or that really play well on those holidays, and then what would some of those be?
Well, totally. I mean, one trend you're seeing now, like get to the general population, that I've always espoused, and especially for the last 20 years, but now, like, I just feel like last couple of months, people have learned you can have champagne or any kind of bubbly, whether it's a Prosecco from Italy, a Cava from Spain, an American sparkling wine, or actual champagne from France, but you can really have it with anything. So more and more I'm seeing, everyone's like, well, they're kind of dropping that concern that, I need a very big, rich, heavy red wine to go with my steak. Guess what? People are learning that a good champagne or a good cava, anything with bubbles, is so refreshing for your palate and kind of makes people happy. And it is that mood lifter we're talking about, that kind of shield, that special defensive shield against any incriminations or any impingements on our joy. So one thing to realize is you can have, even with your holiday dinner, you could have bubbly throughout the whole thing. I mean, you might have ginger ale, you might have 7-Up. If you think about it, bubbly or sparkling wine, it's basically 7-Up that gets you soused.
What is it, and I'm wondering, right, and where do you think that the origins from that came from, where you have, whether it's you have sparkling wines and you think, oh, I got to save them for this little moment, is because maybe in the past people didn't have as much access to it, or maybe they were cost prohibitive, or is it just sort of this whole kind of branding thing that maybe they went too far on the it's only for celebrations and not all the time?
That's exactly right. I think it's the last term that people save it, and then eventually the champagne goes bad. My dad, sadly, I had to move him to an assisted living place, and so I had to clean out his house. And you don't know how many bottles of champagne I found from the 70s that he and my mom just never got around to drinking it because they were saving it for a special occasion that never came. But really, a good bubbly is just Chardonnay with bubbles or another white wine grape with bubbles. And those bubbles clean your palate. They signify joy. They make people happy. They get you tipsy a little faster. So why not have it during the holidays? But you're so right. I think one of the things, you know, that kind of good life, that dolce vita aura that surrounds champagne and that the champagne industry definitely benefits from because they can charge a premium for it, it's also the thing that prevents people psychologically from enjoying it as a day-to-day beverage. But that's slowly starting to change now.
Yeah, we don't want to have that guilt built into it. You just cast those things aside. And so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Mark a little bit, some of those, you know, kind of traditional foods and maybe some wine suggestions that he has for those, the things that people see on a regular basis. Our producer Grace said she has sushi, so maybe that's not in there, but for the vast majority of people, he can suggest some. And then we're going to learn on ways where you don't have to be listening to WGN Radio or at the Aspen Food and Wine Classic. You can have your heap and helping of Mark Oldman on a regular basis through Bevanar. So keep it here, 720. WGN is Dane here with you until 7, continuing our conversation with the award-winning author of Drink Like a Billionaire, the man behind the Bevanar's phenomenon, the one and only Mark Oldman. Mark, welcome back.
Dane, great to be here. Thank you.
Before we get into what really started out as sort of a pandemic workaround, it has now turned into, like I said, this phenomenon and a way to not only share what it is you do, who you are, but also so much great wine information and knowledge. Before we get into that, do you have, for things that, let's say people are going to have, let's say turkey or ham, do you have a suggestion wine-wise that people should look into?
Well, absolutely. So turkey and ham, both, assuming there's some dark meat in the turkey, that kind of pivots between the world of white wine food and red wine food. So a Pinot Noir would be beautiful. If you want something more exotic, there is a wine from Italy called Lagrine, which is getting more and more into stores, and that's middle weight from the Alto Adige region. Think black plum with notes of pepper. A good Cote de Rhone. Cote de Rhone has been known to wine lovers for a long time. This is kind of a long adored wintertime red. I consider it a wintertime anti-venom because it kind of takes away the cold and the venom that we find in our cities of Chicago and in New York. But it's beloved. It's from the Southern Rhone Valley, and it's hard to get a bad bottle. So go into your local wine store, ask for a Cote de Rhone, and that kind of goes with everything, and everyone loves it. But, of course, you can't go wrong with Pinot Noir either.
You know, all the great taste and, of course, the medicinal properties that may be available and those protectionist kind of elements that may be involved with some of the wines as well. So let's talk about Bevanar's. And this is an opportunity not only for you to kind of share that entertainment side that people love of Mark Oldman, but also you are taking people not only through wines, but you're taking them through the wine regions. You are pumping out, and you probably should have a graduation ceremony or something for this, but you're creating more educated wine enthusiasts.
You know, we should have a Bevanar's certificate.
I know, right?
Maybe I'll print it on like cocktail napkins, but like wine stained in a good way, wine stained cocktail napkins. But no, Bevanar's is where, I say it's not a seminar. It's not a webinar. It's a Bevanar. So these are virtual wine tastings. My new batch is being freshly squeezed and offered starting mid-January. And as you've mentioned, I allow people through these. It's interactive. It's fun. As you said before, you get a whole heap of me, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I can promise you it will be entertaining and it will be educational. And I do pack them with nuggets of information. That's one of the things I hear from my students. And I'm lucky I have like a 90%. Once you become a student, I think so much dopamine goes into your head when you take these really entertaining seminars that you sign back up. But one of the things they say is that, you know, you pack every sentence with a good nugget, something we can learn about wine and take to restaurants and to wine stores. So, yeah, so starting in mid-January, and people have been signing up like gangbusters now, I have a Secrets of Iconic Regions 2. So we're going to travel with your glass, basically, from the comfort of your own living room. We're going to go to Tuscany. We're going to go to Piedmont, which is northern Italy, famous for its Barolo and Barbaresco and Barbera, all those bar wines, so to speak. And then we're going to go to Oregon, and we're going to go to Washington State. So each week, we're going to examine an incredible wine region.
Well, you mentioned, so Bevanar's bursting at the seams, right? It's just packed with all of that great entertainment. And just like you mentioned with the wine before, you know, it sort of nurtures, it's a two-way street, is that not only, you're not just sitting there, you know, kind of just dispensing information at people, you're certainly sharing a lot, but it's a two-way street as far as that being interactive. So the ideas for some of these regions, were these things where people said, Mark, this is great, but we're curious about this, or next time can maybe we talk about that? How do you choose the topics that you have?
Exactly. Well, since I'm calling it Iconic Regions, it's got to be something that produces oohs and ahs, a region that people kind of get all hot and bothered about, and that's widely available at your local wine store. So I just did Napa, Sonoma, Bordeaux, and Burgundy. And, you know, students were like, okay, you've got to do Washington State next. One reason was because you find Napa-like wines, big, beautiful, ripe red wines that are in the Napa style, but they're often one-third the price from Washington State because it doesn't have the same prestige or cachet. And then other students were like, Oregon, that's where you can find, you know, the best Pinot Noir in America. So a lot of it bubbles up. I listen very carefully to the attendees, to the students. People, you know, what I have done is I've partnered with wine.com so you can buy the wines in advance. You don't have to.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to buy the wines I'm presenting. But yeah, it's a real virtual experience where you go to wine.com or you can. I have the list of wines that we're going to go through, the wine types, and you can go to your local wine store and order those wines. They can help you pick it out. And, you know, if you like that wine after the tasting, go back and buy a case. It's like a diagnostic way to find your next favorite wine.
It's this great collaboration with the students and with you, and I'm sure as much knowledge as you have, and it's extensive, you're learning a few things along the way as well. So Mark, as we let you go, and hopefully, and I'll say it right now, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, and this would be a great holiday gift for people, but in the next, like, I don't know, 20 seconds that we have, give the website where people can catch up with your adventures and the books and, of course, Bevanar's.
Yes, just it's very simple. Head over to Bevanar's.com. Not a seminar, not a webinar. It's a Bevanar.
Mark Ullman, he is educating. He is bringing, ushering in, if you will, that next generation of educated wine enthusiasts. Mark, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Have a great holiday, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane. Happiest holidays to you and your team.